Here's a thought I'll title, Our Lovely Little Computers. My friend Joe Lipka is often re-emphasizing this point with me over and over again, that cameras are only partially optical devices these days. What they really are is little tiny computers with a lens attached. Some truth to that. And would you have ever thought 40 or 50 years ago, like when I was starting in photography, that there would be such a thing as a firmware update? And that it's important to do the firmware updates on your camera so that you can fix things, or the manufacturer can fix things that were not done correctly the first time around, create improvements, etc. Firmware is an important part of making sure our little computers are able to compute to the best of their abilities. And here's a good example. There was a recent update on my Panasonic G9 computer that yet again improved the autofocus performance. This has been the big problem with Panasonic cameras from the very beginning, is that they use contrast detect autofocus, and contrast detect autofocus is simply not as reliable as phase detect autofocus. The difference, however, is phase detect autofocus is built into the cameras, as I understand it. It's part of the hardware. It's not a firmware issue where Panasonic's depth from defocus, as they call it. What an awful name that is. But anyway, it's a software thing, so firmware can improve it. And it has, yet again. And from my initial tests, it's damn good. It's as quick, as fast, as reliable without hunting as phase detect has been for many years. So maybe it was bad that it took Panasonic so long to catch up, but at least they did catch up because they were able to reprogram the little computer with the optical lens on it. The funny thing about photography is it has become more and more associated with computing. That makes me wonder about computational photography that's part of the Apple iPhone world now, and what that's going to do in the future. What about Photoshop 2031? What is that going to be? If you're not comfortable in the world of computing, maybe photography isn't for you, because that is definitely where it's going. More and more sophisticated computers with a lens or two attached.